Hello, footies. Welcome along to your tri-weekly dose of FIFA Ultimate Team podcasting. Goodness, we are Foot in Review, powered by footcoaching.com. My name is Dan Wimbush, and stay tuned over the next 45 minutes. We've got a bumper show tonight, including the Ligue 1 Tots, which promises to be the most lucrative released so far. Along with it, a few objectives, an SBC or two. Plus, we've still got to mop up the end of the La Liga Tots as well. We've also got a brand new game mode to discuss, plus swaps are back. We'll run through what are our hit misses and what we are planning to do with our tokens, or if we're even planning to get them in the first place. All that plus an old-fashioned pack luck rant, all coming up on episode 423. Before I introduce my co-host, the King of the North, just a very quick thank you to all of our Patreons over at patreon.com/footinreview. Those are the people that go the extra mile to support us financially. And a big thank you in particular to our four Skybox holders. That is the very top tier of support. And as part of that package, they get a free coach session every month from the guys over at footcoaching.com. And a big thank you to Amma Reese, Daniel and Artyom as always. So let's move on. First of all, the King of the North is with me, Mr. FIFA Database. It is Yngwie. Yngwie, hello again.
Hello, hello.
How are you, my friend?
I am quite good. And how are you?
Not so bad, thank you. Not so bad. I wasn't expecting to host this show tonight. Unfortunately, John is under the weather. So I've come off the bench. You know, it was that cup game where I'm supposed to be. Yeah. The manager's called me over in the first couple of minutes as I'm warming up to get me onto the field of play. But no, good, thank you. Just looking forward to, I think, one last big grind in this game. This is, I think, the last team that I'm really going to go gung-ho for in things like Bronze Pack Method and League SBCs and Upgrade Packs when they come out on Monday. This is it. This is my White Whale, my Moby Dick. I'm looking forward to getting into this team. So let's start with that. It is Ligue 1 Tots. Yngwie, we thought the La Liga team last week was juiced, but they've delivered this team. And at the time of recording, which is about 90 minutes after release, we've still got five players costing over $1 million and a sixth, Tchouaméni, who is just under $1 million at 900,000. Is this the best Tots we've seen so far?
Yeah, well, probably, because there's so many good players. There's not horrible players. Maybe one that's people's gonna, I don't want to pack him, but I think he still will be usable, a certain left winger. Maybe one of the center backs, not the superb one, but they're still usable as well. But the rest of the positions are quite good. At least the center of the midfield, there are so many good players you can get there, I see.
Yeah, so you've got Saliba, who is the centre back you mentioned. He's at 72k. These are Xbox prices again at the time of recording. I'm sure they'll drop even further. You've got the goalkeeper, Lafont. So no Donnarumma. He is 60k. Although in saying that, Donnarumma's team of the year doesn't get a lot of love anyway. So maybe that's a bullet dodge. You've got Terrier, as you mentioned, the left winger. The one card I've packed so far, of course. He's at 44k as well. Dimitri Payet, 120,000 coins as well. And then, yeah, it's a bit of a jump. Nuno Mendes, the left back at 230. Got Fofana, of course, that player of the month card, a big favourite in the early game. He's his team of the season, 92 rated, is 411k. And Guendouzi, another meta favourite. That winter wild card terrorised us for months, Yngwie. I'm not looking forward to facing that guy again. I thought we'd seen the back of him.
Yeah, he's back with a bang, kind of. He's going to be difficult to face. I'm surprised the prices on Fofana and Guendouzi is so low, because they look really good.
You can pick up the pair of them even now on Xbox for 600,000 coins combined, and that's an end game duo.
Oh yeah, you'll be fine in the middle of the park with those two. That Fofana card was crazy difficult to face when the Player of the Month card came out, so I can only imagine how good the team of the season version is going to be. Maybe it's not the most agile one, but he had a very nice reach with his long legs, and he's so strong as well. So high work rates, really nice.
Yeah, 90 face stats in all areas except for shooting. But he's, you know, those two have been overshadowed in midfield by Lucas Paqueta, who at the moment is at 1.3 million coins. And you've got the young rising star from Monaco, Tchouaméni. Again, another early game favourite. I remember that in-form in the first few weeks was, was threatening to become the new Renato Sanchez. But Tchouaméni is 900,000 coins and Paqueta 1.3. And Ingvi, I presume that this Paqueta price is almost entirely down to the fact he's been given the upgrade in skill moves and weak foot. So he's now 5-star, 4-star.
Yeah, but this he has the birthday card, and that's double 5 star, so I'm a little bit surprised that he's so high. Actually, it's he's a little bit faster, of course, and plus 4 all around on stats. So the 5 star weak foot is really nice to have, and of course that birthday card is really good still. So this is going to be a crazy card as well, even though without his only 4 star weak foot, it's still very nice.
Yeah, and you compare that to Tchouaméni as well, who again he had a special card not so long ago with a Future Stars, which is 90 rated, and again it's 250,000 coins. It's a bit like the Bellingham situation, really, that we saw with the Bundesliga tots, where this just extra juice card comes out and it blows away the price. But again, I think it's hard to justify spending three times as many coins on that upgrade.
I agree. It's like plus 4 and a few fives as well from the Future Stars card. So I wouldn't say that it's worth 3 times the price. Hopefully the Team of Season card will drop a bit. But the Future Star card is still more than usable, and they're very similar as well. With the skill moves and weak foot, so it's just the stats on the cards that are a little bit better. It's not sure that he's gonna play that much better than his Future Stars card either. So there's no guarantee for that. But of course, it's a great looking card if you don't have the Future Stars one, and if you pack this one, it's gonna be a great pull for your team, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, like La Liga last week, you are most likely going to see, unless you're very unlucky, you're most likely going to see at least one player that you could make an argument that would strongly get into your team. As mentioned, off the top of my head, there's at least eight, nine players out of this group of 15. So you'd have to be very unlucky to at least not see one option. And I guess the price of the likes of Tchouaméni and Paqueta will be inflated simply because of the amount of end game big boys we've got in this team. We questioned whether the likes of Messi would get in. He is in this team. And again, four meta beasts in Neymar, Mbappe, Ben Yedder, and Messi. Out of the four, Ingvi, who would you most like to see wander out of your red picks?
Oh, that's very difficult. But I think I would have to say Neymar, and then Messi second place.
Interesting
Neymar.
to say Messi though, because again, I mean that he's had a very affordable card out, and I don't see it too often, his team of the year now.
No, I don't see him either. But I used the Team of the Year loan card in a few objectives matches tonight, and he was insane still. So that would be really nice to have. To have this Team of Season card, of course. Neymar always plays above his stats. He's always got the sticky legs, or when the ball just glued to his boots. So that's gonna probably be the best card. You can play him wide and as a striker, that Neymar card, and behind the striker as well, central cam, center forward. He double 5 star skill moves. 5 star weak foot, high medium work rates. He's going to be much better, I think, than Mbappe. He's going to score more goals, at least for me. That Mbappe card is, there's something with him. He misses a lot of easy chances, at least the Player of the Month card and the Team of the Year when I used him in draft. So many hit the post so many times in easy chances. So
Yeah,
I would prefer Neymar.
100% agree on the Mbappe front. I wanted a bit more pace up front, so I had been running that player of the month card on the wing, moved him back up front to play alongside Harry Kane. And just like you said, that it's not every chance, but it's kind of that one in five, isn't it? Where yeah. you just think, well, this is going in, and then it just inexplicably misses, which you don't get with, say, a Cristiano Ronaldo card or the mid-R9 that I'm lucky to have. They don't miss those chances, but Mbappe does. Worth noting as well for Lionel Messi that he's actually one rating point lower than his Team of the Year card. Despite being a 97, the Tots is currently more expensive, but I'm guessing that's just due to scarcity. Neymar looks incredible. He's been on the fringes, I think, of this game so far, Ringvi, which is... It's fascinated me because that his 93 rated inform that wasn't out too long ago has been very affordable for. I know it was released not too far away from Tots arriving, but that's a card that's been sort of lurking well below a million for a long time. And again, I don't see a lot of people using it. What is it with Neymar this year that has put people off?
That's a good question, but probably I think lots of people have gone with Vinicius card for some reason, probably. And of course, a few people have packed the Team of Season Mane card, which is great as well. It's very strange. I wasn't aware that Neymar is 679,000 coins, that 93 rated card, and it's just plus three from the Team of the Season one. So, maybe I would just go for the 93 card if I was going to buy any of them.
Yeah, I mean, certainly if you are in the if you haven't tried a Neymar card seriously especially since the gold card, yeah. I would definitely go and buy that 93 or even the 92 and just try that out for a bit before you go and drop. I mean, at the moment, he's 6.4 million on Xbox, 7.3 on PS. So massive investment of coins. Mbappe, 5.2 million. And again, Mbappe for 5.2 million for that 97. You can go and buy the 94 inform for a third of that. You can even buy the headliner, who is a 96, for half of that. And the Team of the Season is not that much different either. So again, no boost. I wondered if they might pull a wild card and give Mbappe five star. Not the case. Messi, no weak foot upgrade either. Again, someone suggested that might happen, or a skill move upgrade. So it is odd to me, though, Ingvi, in that they do just randomly decide who gets these weak foot skill move boosts. Why does Paqueta get it and not somebody else?
Yeah, I don't understand that. At least that would be a little bit better if, let's say the Team of the Year card had for Mbappe had double five star. Would be, of course, better, I think. Then I would understand that if they didn't want to devalue the Team of the Year card, they could, or the other way around, they could give this Team of the Season Mbappe five star weak foot just to make it a little bit more special. Same with Messi, change something up there as well to make it a little bit more special than the other cards already out for him. So, and then there's some total random player that gets both skill moves and weak foot upgrade as well, which sometimes doesn't make any sense. So it would be interesting to know the kind of criteria for upgrades on those, because it's, as you said, it seems totally random.
Absolutely. So look, as I said, lots of good cards to look forward to in your red picks. Bear in mind as well, on the SBC front, we have got flash challenges, as we've seen on the opening night of the other Team of the Season so far. So as I said, we are recording this for our patrons will actually probably hear this tonight on the Friday, and for everyone else, we'll probably be picking this up early on Saturday morning. The flash challenges do tend to go through the early hours of Saturday morning, so if you're listening to this over breakfast, well worth checking that out. Bingvi, we have had a few more longer term SBCs out to chance to earn a couple of players to link with your brand new shiny 97 rated Mbappe.
Yes, there are there's actually two. There's one from a little bit late last night. He missed the train, Mr. Thomas Lamar. But In the end, he got on the right train and was
This,
released in the evening.
you're being too generous to EA, who have once again, for the second time in his 48 hours, managed to completely cock up the release schedule of SBC. So, not a great week in Vancouver, but sorry, carry on.
Yeah, but that Le Mans card looks very cool, actually. He's a center mid, not a wide player, as his non-in form is. He's around 186,000 coins on both PlayStation and Xbox, 195 on PS and Stadia. And well, it looks like a really good card. You can use him centrally, and of course you can swap him wide as well if you want, because he's got some really nice in-game upgrades. So I think that's a good value for that card, actually.
Yeah, I quite like it. It's a perfect card if you are, trying to run something like a 4222, and don't want to, have to squeeze in a right wing or a left wing player. He can do that role. Don't think he's really cut out for actually to be a central midfielder. I think he's a cam at best. But again, really handy for links, sort of blending together French and La Liga. So again, if you were lucky enough to pack a couple of decent cards in the last promo and you pack a couple in this one as well. I think it's a handy one just having your squad. And it's someone who's not going to let you down in. I mean, I don't know about you, Ingvi, but I always find that one of my wingers goes missing anyway. So may as well be him if he's going to help everybody else get on Kem.
That's true. But I used a non-in form just in the beginning, and it was really good. He made some really good runs. So and now he got a pace boost as well, which is nice. Of course, dribbling and shooting, and is quite strong as well. To even though with a lean body type, he's gonna at least be able to hold off a few fullbacks if you play him out wide. Seen a few good reviews as well. He makes some crazy good runs in and around the box. So it looks like a really interesting player, actually.
Yeah, credit to EA because I actually think that they've done really well on the La Liga SBCs that they've released because Iago Aspas and Danjuma, both again, very good cards that I think are flying a bit under the radar just because they're not, a Benzema or a Vinicius. But I mean, if you put the three of those, if you were playing a 4-3-3, if you had Lamar one side, Danjuma the other, and Aspas in the middle, that is a front three that's actually going to compete with anybody.
Yeah, it's going to be a very fun trio to use, all with good legs, makes good runs. Aspas will be a little bit drop, maybe a little bit deeper than the traditional strikers because he's high work rates, but he always kind of finds the goal. He does. I don't think his cards usually miss as much as the Mbappe card sometimes does. So he is a little bit of a fox in a box kind of player as well.
So again, good options available, and that pretty much rounded off La Liga. I think there was a couple of upgrade SBCs. Again, the release schedule was all over the place due to whatever problems were plaguing EA. But Liga Un has a trio of players to obtain Ingvi, one via SBC and two via objectives.
Yep, we got another flashback. We got flashback Marco Verratti, of course, from PSG. And he is a fun little player to use. I've heard a few people use his Rule Breaker card and said he was great for a long time. And now he got a little bit more legs to him, at least the movement of legs. He's got some very nice pace upgrade. And he is in the Bullet type of gang as well. Most over 84 on shooting, rest is over 85, few over 90. So, and it's a good price for that card as well. It's around 250, 260k at the moment from scratch. He's got the medium attacking, high defensive work rates, forced to skimmer, forced to weak foot with a unique body type. And he is really annoying to face, at least if you face him. Well, I faced him the Rule Breaker card a few times, and he was like kind of the Italian Conte, just a little bit slower
Yeah,
before.
I was going to say he is very reminiscent of Kante. If you remember that 99 puke green card
Oh,
from
what a
last
card.
year that me and my co-op partner nicknamed the Buzzsaw. because that's just what he does. He just keeps nipping away. He is just 5 foot 5, so you are going to need to pair him with somebody with a bit of height. Otherwise, you're going to lose the aerial battle. But yeah, a very nice card, as are most of these, for a very affordable price for a quarter of a million coins. All the links say itself. And bear in mind, we've got the Serie A team of the season to come as well. This might be one that, again, if you find yourself with a few dupes, if you're opening a swaps pack or whatever you happened, or you've been saving packs, not a bad place to dump your fodder. And you know, it's not going to let you down for the rest of the game cycle if you do need a defensive midfielder from Ligue 1 or who is Italian. And then yeah, a pair of objective players, Ingvi.
We got well, kind of well-known player Dante. He's always popping up with some special cards every year. Center back, Brazil, very good and easy player to link as well. And you have to play in the Ligue 1 lineup mode. There are four objectives. The first one is called Dante Delivers. You need to assist 4 goals with defenders in the Lifeboat friendly league lineup, and you get a 75 plus rated rare player pack and 300 XP. And then you need to score 15 goals, and you will get a gold pack and tradable 300 XP, and you get a Team of Season swap token too, as well. So at least do that one if you're collecting the tokens. And we have one called Scoring Streak. Score in 10 separate matches in the Lifeboat Friendly League lineup. You get Electrum players pack and tradable 300 XP, and win 4 matches in the Lifeboat Friendly League lineup, and you get a premium gold pack and tradable 300 XP, and of course the 91 rated Dante card as a reward for completing all these.
Yeah, and it's a good looking card. I like the 90 acceleration, 87 sprint speed. He's going to nip around. Of course, you've got Marquinhos as well. So again, if you were to pick him up in Reds, 99 strength here on Dante as well. His defending stats all in the 90s. So you're easily going to be able to just pop an anchor on this guy. Agility and balance, 18, 84. Maybe not top tier. And again, passing, not, well, I was going to say not amazing with 76 vision, but 91 short passing, 93 long passing will do the
More than
job.
enough. And 97 composure as well.
Absolutely.
Low attacking, high defensive work rates.
Yep.
Forced a weak foot.
6 foot 2.
That's a really good card, actually.
Absolutely. So I think that is one that is possibly, if you haven't already picked up one of these top tier defenders from Tots, like Ndicka or Militao, Koundé. And again, they're just trying to rattle these off, Ingvi. And again, it's, you know, when, how much is Koundé coming in at the moment?
Kunde, he was
He's a
that
200,
he wasn't
200, 200,000 coins.
yeah
So it's a case of what is
and
your time worth? Because again, I look at this card and for as good as everything I've just said about him, I'm just like, well, should I just go out and buy Koundé for 200K instead? Who's a
yeah
little
but
bit
there's
better.
lots of gold and gold, so it's not going to take you that long,
Very
unless
true.
you unless you have a just a non-rare gold team. Then of course people are not gonna give you gold. I think if you score first, they might try to see if they can turn it around. But if you have a decent squad with a few special cards, I think you'll see lots of golden goals in that mode.
Very true. As I said, it is a really nice card and will link in well. And the other one is Mr. Ajorke, who, Ingvi, this guy is, you know, he's threatening to get involved in the W9 debate. 6 foot 6 with 99 heading accuracy and 90 jumping. This is a card you want to unlock just to throw on in the last 10 minutes to lob some balls in.
If you don't have W9, then of course this is a good option. He only has the 3-star skill moves, and the W9 has the 4-star skill moves as well. But he's left-footed as well, and it's a frightening card to face on corners, I guess. Crosses as well, and 90 vision and 90 short passing, so he should be a good target man, I guess. With 98 positioning, 96 finishing, so 92 composure is more than enough, I guess, as well. 99 strength, so not going to be easy to stop him once he starts running.
Yeah, and I like this. I like the fact that it's a different type of player to unlock rather than just a generic speedy winger that we just seem to get all the time. I like the fact it's a big old-fashioned target man and just offers you something a little bit different for the sake of spending, an hour or so in, a couple of hours in squad battles or rivals. So, yeah, again, worth a card picking up if you've not picked up the likes of Fellaini or W9 or one of these other big lumbering target men. Here is your opportunity to get one.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that just about wraps up the league.
There's also a token in this Ajorque objectives, the goal-getter one, score using league players in 5 separate squad battle matches on minimum professional or in rivals. So if you want a token, that's a place you need to go looking as well.
Yeah, very good shout. And we will come on to those swaps very shortly. But just before we do, you mentioned Golden Goal, Ingvi. And EA have seen what the community have been doing. And they have just said, you know what? We're going to go with it. Because there is a brand new friendly Golden Goal mode, isn't there?
Yeah, it's called the First Goal Cup, where you get a pack for each win you get. And it's called the First Goal Cup. So you can have maximum one lone player, and then you need to have 18 Liga players. So 11, first 11, and then the subs needs to be from Liga. But, score the goal, and then you win the match. Simple as that. So first goal wins.
Quite no cool. Rubber banding, no yeah. arguments, no pausing and waiting for people to celebrate. It's score a goal, get out of there. I won't clap because it'll pop the mic, but well done, EA. Well done on this one. The 5 matches per day limit is slightly annoying, but to get 21 wins in 12 days, you know, I like to think that you can win 2 out of 5 per day. Most people should be able to do that. If you're listening to this podcast, you're probably semi-decent at FIFA. And if you don't, I imagine if you leave it towards the end, the best players will have got their wins out the way. So maybe just sort of, you know, really focus on sort of the last 5 or 6 days. If you have got a bit to catch up on, don't lose heart. You will be able to get there. Mm. And yeah, nothing more to say other than, again, great concept. Whether they expand it to something like best of 3 goals, I think would also be fun. And the biggest suggestion I can have for those people listening in Vancouver is if you want to put this mode into squad battles, everybody wins.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Even first to 3, you can make it first to 4 goals in squad battles, or first to 5, and everyone will be happy. So, hint, guys.
Yeah. I can sign that petition.
we will lead the charge, Ingvi. But look, just if you hadn't had enough of swaps and swap tokens, we've got more. A second set of tot swaps, Ingvi.
Yeah, there's another run of those. And there's 24 tokens. You can redeem them from the 10th of June, actually. So there's still some time to build up a nice amount of tokens before you can start redeeming it. It might be a little bit annoying having to wait, but it's the same concept as before. So you just have to collect and wait for it. And starting June 10th, you can start redeeming. And there's also 2 prime icon moments players you can unlock as well.
Yeah, and I was going to say, they're the sort of 2 standouts. But, you know, once again, a bit like the last cycle, which was it Balak? And who was the other one you could have unlocked?
Balak and...
The fact we can't remember it says it all. It was that memorable.
Figo, wasn't
there
it?
There we go.
Yeah.
It sounds about right. This time it's Roberto Baggio and Michael Essien. Again, 2 players that, you know, if you're a fan of that mid-90s Italy team or the mid-2000s Chelsea team, perhaps, Fantastic. Otherwise, the game is, I think the game has just moved on beyond either of those two now.
Yeah, I don't think they're good enough. Well, you can probably use both, of course, but for the amount of tokens that you need to go through to be able to pick them up, then I would rather take my chances on the gamble the gamble packs or player pick ones. So yeah, it's just too many to be. I would rather just have the icons for the icon swaps, and then maybe they could have a special team of the season card that wasn't available in packs or SBC instead of those two players there. For
Yeah.
example, Andy Robertson or Luis Diaz or Rudiger or someone that's had a really good season that didn't get a team of the season card. That would be much more attractive than Baggio and Essien. Sorry to have to say it, but then I would rather prefer something else then.
Yeah, just two players that aren't on the market that just make it unique. I mean, we saw it with, the Future Stars one had Sam
Yeah.
Gallagher. You had a Daka, I think, was in one of them as well, maybe the Winter Wild Cards one. So, just something, because, you can go and buy Essien off the market for 400, 450,000 coins at the moment. Instead of grinding 22 swaps tokens for him. So yeah, I would stay away from those two. You mentioned the lottery ones. I like the fact that for 22 tokens now, you get a 5-option Premier League or Ligue 1 earn team of the season pick. And having just sort of referenced, I think there are only sort of five, maybe six players in Ligue 1 that you would completely, well, not even completely, that would probably not get in your team. So I like that if you are going to go through the whole thing. 20 tokens gets you a best of five La Liga pick, and 50 only 15 tokens for the Serie A 5-option pick, which to me, Ingvi, suggests that EA know that this Serie A team next week is not going to be that good.
It could be. That's a little bit interesting. There are not that many tokens to unlock that. So, well, we need to see who's in and who's not. But of course, you can go with the fodder packs as well. With a little bit of luck, you might pack a good team of the season card from those. So maybe save for ultimate team. Then, if you pack a card, it should be at least very usable, unless you have a dupe already.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you are going to collect these, I would suggest going to 15, because 15 gets you the 84 plus times 25. And when it's unclear whether Ultimate Tots is going to be 1 or 2 weeks, Ingvi. But
Yeah.
if Ultimate Tots is still out, then that is a good pack to open then. Or as I said, by the time we get to sort of footies, it is a very, very good pack to use.
Yep.
So I would at least go to 15, and there are various options below 15 tokens that get you all sorts of team of the season picks and packs and things like that. So again, look, I know they're not everyone's cup of tea. Some people are sort of burnt out on them, and I completely understand that. But look, it's extra content. You don't have to do this, and it's there for you if you want it. The fun, if you want to call it that, is going to be finding these tokens. But there are lots of people on Twitter that are doing trackers and things like that to keep you. And of course, we'll do our best if you were, of course, in our Discord, which of course you get through Patreon membership, patreon.com/footinreview. We're at the Discord regularly posting updates about where you can find these and the best strategies and bits and pieces for that. So encourage you to do that. So again, Evie, I think that just about wraps up content for the show. This is the point of the show where we usually sort of look ahead to players we're going to review. But how about yourself? Any players you're going to be trying out over, or that you've picked up over the past week or so?
I did the showdown Fabinho, of course, since I'm a
Of
Liverpool
course.
supporter, so I'm gonna try him out. He looks really good, even without an upgrade, so he slots nicely into my team. So, and I also picked up team of the season Cancelo for the left back position, and of course he's very versatile, so Might try him around the pitch as well.
I was going to say, have you got a place you think you're going to play him in centre mid, or are you going to stick him at left back still?
Well, I have Oxlade and the Road to the Final card and Fabinho now, so I don't think I'll move those out of the way for Cancelo. I just with this high workers now, it's going to be interesting to see how he actually plays as a left back. So if he's really good, I'll keep him. If not, I might just get a cheaper option and well, strengthen somewhere else.
How is that Oxlade-Chamberlain card? Because I was really torn about whether to complete that card when it was out. Opted against it. How have you found it? I mean, the fact that if he's still in your team now, it's just that he's pretty good.
He's still in my team, yeah. And he surprises me daily how good he is. Actually, he is actually kind of a Kante type of player at the moment in my team. He wins the ball, maybe not as cleanly as a Kante, but he still wins the ball quite a lot. And he makes great runs up and down the pitch and pops up, score goals. Very good passing, very good shooting as well. So and of course he just lost all matches, all 90 minutes, and I've been really surprised and pleased with how well he plays after he got just the plus one. I was hoping he was going to get a plus two, but he didn't. But he got a plus one. After that, he's been very good for me, and I can't imagine if he should get another upgrade, how good he will be with a plus two.
I was going to say, fingers crossed for yourself and all the Liverpool
Yeah.
fans out there that you get what you want. I was holding on to Gareth Bale's Road to the Final card, but that shot up from around 230 to over 400,000 coins. So I've sold, because generally these cards, this will be my advice as well for
Yeah.
all of these Road to the Final cards. Don't buy them now because they are all inflated, the Liverpool and Real Madrid cards. Wait until either during the game when there's a swing and there'll be a crash, either way, or till after a couple of days after, when even the cards that have got the upgrade will drop back down. So I would say that would be my piece of advice there. So yeah, but again, best of luck on Saturday, Ingvi.
Thank you.
I was gonna at this point have a bit of a rant about my pack luck, but do you know what? I'm gonna zen. I'm going to just let it go and save it for another show. Because that's the kind of thing that we can get into any other night. We've had lots of content to get through, so I'm not going to keep you guys listening or watching. If you're watching over at youtube.com/footinreview, and again, a big thank you to all of our subscribers getting us over the 100 barrier. Lots more content to come on there over the weeks, days, and months ahead. So do subscribe, keep subscribing. Sorry, tick that notification bell. Lots of goodies like tactics and bits and pieces to come on there. So yeah, I'll save that for another show. Also, just on the review front, John has said he is feeling a bit under the weather, but he has said that if he's starting to feel better, he's hoping to try out Erling Haaland and Nabil Fekir's Team of the Season cards this weekend. So hopefully he will be back on Monday's show. And again, if you want to improve your game, if you are eyeing up spending FIFA points to try and pack Mbappe or Neymar, think again. Does my actual game need a tune-up rather than my team? Probably in your heart of hearts, you know the answer is yes. And if you are going to go down that route, head over to footcoaching.com. Lots of packages available, and there are discounted sessions available now. And of course, if you're a Discord, a Patreon member, sorry, which gets you into the Discord, if you are part of the Patreon crew, you get double discount. So, as we were talking about on Wednesday's show with Ryan, the pro from Team Foot Coaching, never a better time to take the plunge. Again, speak to the guys, drop an email over to John or speak to him on Twitter. And again, he can explain all of the different options and what they provide. So footcoaching.com for that one. Ingvi, anything to add before we saddle up and ride off into the weekend league sunset?
Good luck to everybody playing in the Foot Champs. Hope you reach for goals and pack something awesome.
Absolutely. Well said, my friend. Where can people find you on social media?
They can find me on Twitter at Evgenoni. They can find me on EA forums at LittleOn95, and of course our great Discord at LittleOn95.
Yeah, I'm on the Discord as Wimby. You can also find me on Twitter at Wimby. And again, follow us on Twitter at FootInReview, and do subscribe to that YouTube channel, youtube.com/footinreview. With that, we will be back on Monday. Again, like Ingvi said, best of luck to everyone on Weekend League. Don't take it too seriously. try and have fun as best you can. I know it's easier said than done, but I can only say it. And otherwise, best of luck to all you Liverpool or Real Madrid fans, whoever you're backing on Saturday. And also, of course, to those watching the Championship Playoff Final, one of the richest games of football, our own Foot Grandpa and Rushy. We've got Huddersfield and a Forest fan in our Discord. So best of luck to the both of you. And we will see you on Monday. One thing left to do, Ingvi.
Drop it.
We are going to drop it. We are done, my friend.